You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Richard Brooks, the founder of R&B Wealth Management Group, an independent investment advisory firm that helps his clients win with counter investing. Mr. Brooks, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Good morning to you, Mr. Brooks. Thanks for joining us here today. Looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise in investing. So for starters, how can counter investing help people make more money?
Well, good morning again, and thanks, Eric. That's a great question. Counter investing helps people make more money because it does things a little differently. And I guess to sum it up in just two sentences, counter investing is better than common investing. And the R&B firm is the counter investing expert source. We coined this expression and this system years ago, and believe we're in a very small group of folks operating under these parameters.
And tagging on to that, how can people do more with the money that they do have right now?
Right. So thanks again, Eric. So basically, winning with counter investing is a pretty simple philosophy. It's based on three basic pillars that support the whole system. Performance, obviously, is first and foremost. We want a dollar to become more than a dollar at some point in the near future, and that's what most of our clients are interested in. Secondly, it is built on productivity and held up by the third and perhaps our most important and unique characteristic of counter investing is that we implement complete personalization, which is definitely a distinguishing characteristic from many other financial investment advisory firms out there.
Yeah, most helpful information there. And should investors put their money in stocks or funds?
Well, we're pretty clear on this too, keeping in that same vein of keeping it simple, Eric, we believe in stocks. We're not big fund people. There are firms that that would differ from us on that. But in winning with counter investing, the thing that makes us different is the performance, productivity, and personalization. And when it comes to that personalization, it's very hard to do that when you're in a fund with a couple of hundred stocks in it that is being managed for the masses and really has very little to do with the facts and figures that the individual group or individual investor has given us a mandate to carry for them.
Really interesting information today. We're joined by Mr. Richard Brooks, founder of R&B Wealth Management Group, an independent investment advisory firm that helps his clients win with counter investing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Brooks, tell us, what are the top characteristics investors should look for when picking a financial advisor?
Well, that's a great question too, Eric. I guess you stayed up late at night to come up with these great questions. So the things that we would encourage folks to look for, obviously, is a firm that is independent and that follows a counter-investing philosophy. There are some out there that have been trying to emulate what we started years ago. If they're independent, obviously, that's in the investor's, we think, best interest because they're not being encouraged to sell a product or a portfolio based on the needs of a anyone other than the investor. So if they're independent, that's probably a good place to start.
And certainly appreciate your insight there in those regards. Now, lastly, how can you optimize your portfolio to win for you and for your family?
Well, winning for them, the investor themselves and or their families is foremost, and it kind of gets back to the three pillars that I mentioned that hold sums up our philosophy, the performance, productivity, and personalization. Performance is almost always far and away the thing that separates an investor experience from being good from other than good. And when they're independent and the advisor is clearly aligned to be productive and keep their portfolio personally tailored to the investor, their experience is almost always far and away to the investor's better good, and it makes them with a happier experience in the end. The last thing I was going to say, Eric, is that the counter-investing thing that makes us unique is that it is not easy to find someone who knows the difference between being in a rock and a hard place. And when you find someone who has actually been in that situation, or a situation that would force them to see the better good for their clients first and themselves second, then it's probably a good person to want to hang on to, and their needs will be met just as a natural course of those characteristics.
Well, Mr. Brooks, certainly has been good to have had you. I know it's been for a brief moment, but really appreciate your insight and information shared here today on Financial Matters. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Sure. Thanks a lot for that opportunity. I would say if someone wants to go on, take a look at a book that we released this past year, they can pick it up on Amazon there. I don't know if we're allowed to plug that, but Winning with Counterinvesting is a great and fairly short way of seeing the details of the story laid out with some interesting pictures. And I think folks will get an idea real quickly of who we are and what we stand for.
Well, Mr. Brooks, thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated, and definitely don't want to let you get out of here without finding out where we can get further details online on RMB Wealth Management Group.
Well, thanks again. Yeah, rmbwealth.com is pretty easy to find, and you'll have all kinds of ways of reaching out to us, either in a contact form or just call our office directly, and we're always available. Thanks, Eric.
Well, Mr. Brooks, all the best, and again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
You're welcome, and thanks again for having us.
And certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Richard Brooks, the founder of R&B Wealth Management Group, an independent investment advisory firm that helps his clients win with counter-investing. And for further details, simply visit rnbwealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.